another game where the defense kind of came together.
Yeah, that was as good as it gets for us defensively. You know, offensively, we were great for the first three quarters, too. I mean, I think we had 76 going into the fourth. So for three quarters we played, it was as good as we can play with this group. I thought our defense was lively. On point, everybody knew the game plan. I thought offensively we spaced the floor and attacked and shared the ball. When we play like that, we're a really good team, and tonight we're a really good team.
Given how you guys started the road trip, yeah. How nice was it to kind of see this group rally and come together these last three games?
Yeah, it was terrific. I mean, listen, you play 10 out of 11 on the road, you're going to struggle a little bit. But if I had to say before the road, all these started, the last three, I wouldn't have predicted winning. I mean, those are the ones you were worried about. And we end up winning them, and we played just terrific. I think it helped having days off on this road trip down the stretch. That was a big bonus for us as well.
DJ came down on his ankle. It looked like
yeah.
He was hurt. Was he okay?
He's okay, yeah. He was fine. He asked if he wanted to go back in the beginning of the fourth, so I knew he was fine. But it did scare you.
DeAndre, in the first quarter, did have several big baskets.
Yeah.
Had troubled a lot of different shots for the Jets.
Yeah.
How important was he in just setting the tone for you guys overall?
He was huge. I thought DJ's defense set the tone for us. And I thought his offense was great. I thought him and Blake and Austin had their offense going early, and it really opened the floor for everybody else. And it was great at the beginning of the third to see the ball go in for JJ. That was important as well.
And then defensively, you guys were able to shut down Hayward and Hill both.
Yeah, it was great. I thought Austin's one-on-one on Hill was fantastic tonight, and I thought Luke with Hayward was great. But it was really more team. I thought our bigs helped Austin a lot in the pick and rolls, and I thought Blake was fantastic with Luke and the switches with Hayward. So I thought defensively they were great.
Coach, you talked pregame about the whole group kind of adjusting to Blake returning.
Yeah.
Tonight was kind of the crux of that.
Yeah, you can see it the last two games, a little bit in the New York game, the Charlotte game. You can see it all around. And it took a while. It's funny, especially at the guard, you can see now Blake and Austin have their little game going. I'm not sure what they're doing, but it's been really good. They play their own little game now, and they talk about it. I don't want to know. Yeah, I really don't. And it's been really good. And that's something they didn't do earlier. That's why our first unit now is getting off to good starts.
You find that on both ends of the court, or is that more of an offensive
thing? That was more offense. Defensively, I thought it was more Blake and DJ. I think they set the tone, and Austin's pressure on the guard. But Blake and DJ, when they come and play with that I thought it was more being defensively alert. We're really good.
When you have a defensive performance like that, you guys have one more game before the break. How important is it to keep that?
Yeah, it's nice. But, we got one game, and we beat Atlanta, so they're going to come after us. And we just got to make sure we don't go on break until Thursday morning. That's the problem. So we got to keep our focus. Thanks, guys.